Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Jeffrey Epstein's alleged fixer, Ghislaine Maxwell, is reportedly being held in a New Hampshire prison as she awaits extradition to New York this week. WCBS's Christy Kalishian reports.
Maxwell is reportedly being held in a medium security New Hampshire jail before her trial in New York City. She awaits being tried for four counts of sex crimes related to a minor and two counts of perjury. She's being held in Merrimack County Jail, which is said to be about 20 miles away from where she was arrested on Thursday after hiding from officials for nearly a year since Jeffrey Epstein's August 2019 death. Merrimack County Jail in New Hampshire is described online as a state-of-the-art correctional facility for male and female inmates awaiting arraignment. Because of delays from the holiday weekend, it's estimated that her trial will take place this Tuesday at the earliest. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
Hoboken has seen an increase in COVID-19 cases related to hotspots. Our Steve Burns explains.
If we don't pay attention to this now, then we could end up back in a very bad place, says Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala.
We could set our region back further to the point where we have to resort to stay-at-home orders.
Hoboken is reporting a big jump, 13 new coronavirus cases over the last 2 days.
12 of those 13 cases went to states on New Jersey's quarantine list.
Bala says all are under age 45 and most didn't have any symptoms but still proactively got a test.
And it makes you wonder about the people who have not gotten a test and also feel great and don't see any reason.
Hoboken isn't alone seeing this trend. New cases in New York State topped 900 for the first time in 3 weeks. Researchers in a group known as COVID Act Now say New York and New Jersey are no longer on track to contain the virus but are merely treading water. In Hoboken, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
It'll be another hot day at the beach. Beaches on Long Island and down the shore quickly filled up yesterday. CBS 2's Corey James went to Asbury Park.
They're doing what city officials want them to do. They're constantly moving and not congregating in one space. But on the beach, a little bit of a different story. Still good, though. People are more relaxed and enjoying their time in the sun. Families and friends who are spaced out from people they don't know with their chairs and umbrellas. And a number of folks we spoke with say they are just glad to be here during a pandemic. And for them, seeing people embrace social distancing rules along with face coverings makes them feel safe.
This is my first time coming out of my house. And so far, I've seen like every place they had like the distance. And there's a lot of people wearing the mask, so that's good.
Lido Beach reached maximum capacity at noon yesterday. The NYPD is searching for suspects after someone fired into an occupied police car last night in the Bronx. Two officers were sitting inside that vehicle parked outside of the 40th Precinct on Alexander Avenue in Mott Haven when the bullet entered the windshield around midnight. Shattered glass hit one of the cops in the face. He was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The other officer was not injured. It's not clear if they were targeted or if it was a stray bullet. No arrest yet. New York celebrated Independence Day with a short but colorful fireworks show. Macy's shot off fireworks from the Empire State Building observation deck last night. It was broadcast live on NBC. The scaled back 4th of July display replaced the usual spectacular to prevent crowds because of the pandemic. Bombers and fighter jets streaked across the sky over the Hudson River in a July 4th celebration dubbed a salute to the great cities of the American Revolution. The military flyover passed by the Statue of Liberty around 5 o'clock yesterday on the way from Boston to the nation's capital. Now our forecast, meteorologist Dan Pitanowski, when do you think we'll see these clouds move out?
Do you think the clouds that have been hanging tough so far early this Sunday morning should break up here over the next hour or two at most? And it will turn out mostly sunny across the tri-state later on this Sunday. And it will be hot with that sunshine and moderate levels of humidity. The high will be near 91 this afternoon. Clear and warm tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Another hot day tomorrow, partly sunny, small chance of an afternoon thunderstorm across the Jersey suburbs, the high 92. And then more humid on Tuesday, clouds, some sunshine, not as hot, but more widespread showers and thunderstorms with a high of 86. Another shower thunderstorm around Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s. And then sunshine, hot and humid on Thursday, the high near 90. Right now in Midtown, a cloudy sky, 74 degrees in Tanya. We're heading up to 91 this afternoon.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.